Yes, welcome back. It's now 8:25. Now, an interesting story that's coming across here, interesting development, in fact, especially for those that are into fitness and those that are, you know, trying to go on the healthy lifestyle. There's a report coming out that people who regularly eat pasta, the fundamental component of Italian cuisine, may have a better diet quality, greater intake of vitamins and minerals. And there's a host of other benefits that have been mentioned. Now, to discuss this in more detail, with me on the line, I do have Natalie Matt, who is a clinical dietitian, a media contributor, and also a TED talker. She's the spokesperson for the Association for Dietetics South Africa, representing the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Natalie, good morning to you, and a pleasure to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, like I mentioned, the study shows that pasta eaters have better quality diets than those who don't eat pasta. Tell us more.
So this study that you're talking about was one that looked at the National Health Examination survey results from America.
Yes.
This is a population study where they really just asked a lot of free-living individuals about how they eat, and then they analyzed the data afterwards to see what the associations are in certain food patterns. And in this particular study, looking at pasta intake was basically used as a marker for people who follow the Mediterranean diet approach. So it was a style of eating that is considered Mediterranean, is one that includes whole grains. They focus on olive oil, canola oil, avocado, olives, and nuts as their primary source of fat, and they tend to eat limited amounts of animals. And so it's really more a marker of a certain way of eating than it is looking at the specific food.
Yes, indeed. But you know, Natalie, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but why is it that the studies, they always seem to flip-flop on previous findings? You know, like, it takes a completely different stance as previously believed. It happens with many foods. You know, years later, scientists will say, this is what we figure out. Is there a reason for that?
So, remember that one study only adds a small portion to the overall balance of information that there is. And what we should be doing is looking at how a particular study adds to what we generally know. So I personally do not like studies that focus on a single food. If we rather focus on the pattern, we get a much better idea, because a single food doesn't always represent everything else. So for example, I'm going to use a completely separate example.
Yes.
Vitamin E. People who use vitamins seem to be healthier than people who don't use vitamins. It's not the vitamins that make the difference. It's that somebody who's concerned about their health is more likely to take a vitamin than someone who isn't concerned about their health.
True.
So sometimes the food on its own may be a marker for something else. And you might find, for example, in some studies, especially around pregnancy, they will ask people about their coffee intake and say coffee drinkers are more likely to also be smokers. So there's an inference from a single food about a pattern in total.
Mm.
And so the pattern here could be that people who eat pasta also tend to be of Mediterranean descent and therefore follow the Mediterranean diet.
In terms of eating pasta, what type of goodness lies in it?
So pasta, if you use it as part of a group called whole grains, tend to be high in fiber. They contain some of our B vitamins. They contain some minerals like magnesium, selenium, zinc, depending on the whole grain. And we should be focusing on eating things that are high in fiber. So white pasta is not always a great source of fiber. We should be choosing the whole wheat options to make sure we're getting the most unrefined version of that food. The same is the difference between white rice and brown rice, for example. The moment we take the fiber away, we actually take away the part of the grain that has a lot of the nutrients. And so whenever we are choosing starchy food, we want to choose one that is closest to the form that it grew in rather than a very polished, bleached form.
Now, regarding those that, you know, I mentioned those that like fitness freaks, maybe you could label them that. Is pasta a good meal to have before a sporting activity?
So you will have heard of carbo loading before,
yes,
which is where people will really saturate the amount of carbohydrates that their muscles are storing. So if someone is doing an endurance race, they're exercising for, let's say, 3 hours or more, where that person might want to fuel in the 3 days leading up to the event or even the night before. They will want to make sure they have enough starchy food. But it's also good for people who are doing a lot of training. So our professional athletes or triathletes who are doing brick training where they combine swimming and running, for example, those people as part of their recovery will benefit from using carbohydrates. So it's very much around the person and the event that they are training for. If you're going for a 10K run, you do not need to carbo load.
Yes. Yes, of course. Now, you know, there's, I suppose this is a question that many housewives are probably asking right now if they are tuned in. That, you know, mm-hmm. cooking every day for my family, what is ideal? How often should I cook, make pasta?
Yes, so the South African Food-Based Dietary Guidelines tell us that we can include starchy foods, including pasta, at most meals of the day. We're not going to eat pasta for breakfast, but we can include starchy foods every single day into our meals. And so whether we are choosing pasta or we are choosing rice or we are choosing pups, it doesn't matter which starchy food we are using. We can adjust by all the portion and the type of the starchy food that we're eating. So more important than how often am I eating pasta is to say I will eat starchy food regularly and I will choose the whole grain version or the less refined version.
Indeed. Very interesting, Natalie. Natalie, we thank you for your time this morning. It was a pleasure, and we hope to speak to you again.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.